Chapter 5. Ayuba Suleiman Diallo, 1701 to 1773, Senegal. In Senegal, in the early 18th century, there lived a young man named Ayuba Suleiman Diallo. Ayuba often read the Quran at home. He loved reading and writing. He also worked hard. Life was good. One day, Ayuba went to work by the sea. On the way home, a group of men attacked him, took his money, and threw him onto a ship. "Will I ever see my home again?" thought Ayuba. "Where are they taking me?" Ayuba became an enslaved person in Maryland, USA. Thousands of miles away from home. He had to work in the fields, and his fingers were always tired and hurt. He also could not show that he was a Muslim. Slavers did not want enslaved Africans to remember their old lives. But one day, Ayuba was praying, and a child saw him. Ayuba knew that he was in trouble. He waited until night, and then he ran. "I will soon be free," he thought. But someone caught him, and Ayuba had to go to prison. One day, a judge called Thomas Blewett came to visit the prison. Blewett tried to talk to Ayuba, and he was very surprised. "He's very intelligent," thought Blewett. "He can write in Arabic, and he loves his religion." Blewett was the first person in America to be kind to Ayuba. But he had to send Ayuba back to the slaver. Next, Ayuba decided to write to his father. It was a sad letter about his hard and difficult life. But his father did not get the letter. It went to a slaver called James Oglethorpe. Like Blewett, Oglethorpe saw that Ayuba could read and write in Arabic. "This can be useful to me," he thought. He sent Ayuba to England by ship to help his business. Ayuba was surprised because Thomas Blewett was on the same ship. One evening, on the ship, Ayuba heard some men talking about him. They wanted to sell him. Ayuba was frightened, so he talked to Blewett. Blewett wanted to help, so he paid the men for Ayuba. He was free. The ship arrived in London, and Ayuba felt safer. People understood that he had an education. He was able to start a new life. He even met the King and Queen of England. They were interested to hear more about his life. Many people were amazed at Ayuba's journey from a poor enslaved person to a free African man. One day, Blewett asked Ayuba, "Can I write the story of your life?" Ayuba agreed. Many people read Blewett's book and learned about Ayuba's difficult life. This changed their way of thinking. They had to say, "Slavery is wrong. Black people are humans too." For 3 centuries, people in America, England, and other countries caught and sold African people for money. But Ayuba's story helped to end this. In 1734, Ayuba Suleiman Diallo returned to his old home. at that time, not many enslaved African people lived to come home. But Ayuba came back to Senegal, a free man. Interesting fact. Ayuba Suleiman Diallo remembered every word of the Quran, and he could write it too. In England, he did this 3 times.